Welcome back to Chapter 13, Winning Your Relationship Game, and the title of this chapter is Reaction Management. Did you ever start an innocent conversation with your partner and it blew up into a huge fight? What behaviors help us manage conflicts better? In any conflict, your goal is to have your message heard and understood. You've learned there's lots of feelings and buried wounds to navigate. You're bound to stumble over some of them. When you do, it's best to have a plan for handling them. Recall from previous chapters, when you experience an activating event, it triggers the primal part of your brain. Whether you blow up or shut down, your primal brain is calling the shots. It's designed for survival, so feeling anxious, scared, or mad tells it to take over. What happens in your body when you get anxious or upset? Usually, your heart rate quickens, your pulse races, your breathing becomes shallow, and your stomach tightens up. That's your primal brain sending signals to your body saying, "Get ready! Time to fight or run to keep safe." This state is called being flooded. It's a challenge to interrupt that signal, and often exhaustion is what finally stops it. Recall, while you're in the primal part of your brain, you can't logically think or act. You won't be able to process information at this time. Someone in their primal brain can't think logically. That's true for you and for your partner. Information shared by one of you is in your primal brain will not hit its mark. What do you notice about your partner when they get upset? Do you see any outward signs? You might not notice anything, especially if your partner is a hedgehog. The quiet exterior may not tell the story that you'd see on the inside. One of the best ways to gauge this flooding is by using an oximeter clipped to your finger. It checks your heart rate and the oxygen level in your blood. Of course, most of us don't own oximeters. You can learn to notice your own physiological responses and serve as your own biofeedback tool. Sometimes I'll ask couples to give a physiological update during a discussion. Often it's a surprise when people say they are flooded. You would never know it by looking at them. When people get flooded during an uncomfortable discussion, it's time to take a break. Dr. John Gottman's research shows that it takes an average of 20 minutes for someone to recover from feeling flooded. A flooded state halts any communication. It takes 20 minutes for the heart rate to come down and for oxygen levels to stabilize. So you can infer that it takes 20 minutes to get out of your primal brain and be ready to think logically. During a discussion, when you or your partner becomes flooded, optimally, you would take 20 minutes to calm down. That doesn't mean going in the other room and plotting out how to win the argument or ruminating over the injustice you perceive. That means going into the other room and practicing a self-soothing activity. If you actually had an oximeter, you could clip it on and monitor your state of calmness by looking at it. In my practice, I've found that just imagining you have an oximeter can give you the biofeedback you need. When you've reached that state of calm, then come back to the discussion and maybe try a different approach. According to Dr. John Gottman, 94% of the success of a conversation is dependent upon the approach. Use the deeper understanding script to craft an approach that will help your message get through. When disagreements or tense topics come up and someone's primal brain gets activated, it's not the most productive time to have a conversation. Take a break and calm down. Lots of people say they try to take a break and their partner won't let them. Most of the time, this is because your partner believes that if you leave the situation, the issue won't be revisited. And remember, when they get activated, they're going to behave the way their primal brain is telling them to, so they may pursue you. In fairness, some of us do that. Think hedgehog. When they get flooded around an issue, they'll stonewall rather than continue to work on it. Coming back to continue a difficult discussion isn't much fun most of the time. You have to be committed to return and finish the conversation. You may have to convince your partner that you'll be back. Once you've exited the situation, go make yourself calm. Use a relaxation exercise that works for you. Use one of the methods on the worksheet, or come up with your own. Go back and try again to continue the conversation. If you get flooded again, then stop again. It might take all day at first, but you'll be more successful if you allow your logic brain to kick in. Learning to soothe yourself is invaluable in breaking the negative communication cycle. The recap. Number one, learn to notice when you're activated. Take note of how your body feels when you're activated. Take notes of your thoughts and feelings when you're activated. Number two, for your message to get through, neither you nor your partner can be in your primal brain. Take a break and calm down. Number three, use relaxation methods that work for you to consistently soothe yourself. Practice time. Make a list of 25 things that help you relax. Try to use one or more when you find yourself upset. Let me know what you come up with. I'd love to hear your ideas. You can let me know at Allison@AllisonVelez.com. Visit me over at my website, winningyourrelationshipgame.com.